Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Wanted to share a thought and to help us all, wherever we're at, whatever stage we are in our life, especially when it comes to vacation time, just to chazer over, just to review the focus of what life is about. You know, many times we think that we're just going to get what life is about. Like, you either got it or you didn't get it. And how come, like, I don't get what life is about? But one of the things that life is about is that we have to remind ourselves what life is about. And we have to remind ourselves on a daily basis, more than a daily basis, as many times as we can, as many times during the day, to just refocus. You know, Baruch Hashem, we live in a time where there's a lot going on. There are a lot of distractions, a lot of things, a lot of takeaway of focus. And one of the blessings of being on vacation is that we're able to spend some time and really take a break and really sort of refocus, realign, reconnect ourselves to ourselves. Sometimes it's difficult because we forget where we come from. We forget where we've come from, how much we've grown, and how hard we've worked, because we're always or many times looking to the future of working harder and working better and accomplishing more. And we focus a lot of times on what's missing as opposed to how much we've really accomplished. Many times also we will learn the Hilchos Lashon Hara, but just to talk this out, because I think Lashon Hara is brought out from this as well. Like, many times, one of the things with, you know what, I'll start with the Lashon Hara. One of the things I think many times we've said this in Shir before. Like, I look at somebody and he has a laziness problem. I look at someone, he has a anger problem. I look at someone, whatever we might look at them, they're selfish, they're this. We look at someone and they have a chisaron, they have a weakness. They're chaser, they're lacking something. So I don't know when this hit me, but I think it's a very true statement. So what that the person is lacking in something? So what? Why can't somebody be lacking in something? Why can't that just be the way things are? First of all, I'm lacking in something, and we're all lacking in something. That's why we need each other, because what I'm lacking in, you might be able to fill. What you're lacking in, I might be able to fill. So why is it a negative thing that somebody is lacking in something? And not only that, but the things that we're lacking in are really there for us to learn about ourselves and learn the truth about ourselves, and to say, okay, you know, that's something that I'm not so good at. That's something that humbles me. It's something that I need to work on. And nobody's perfect. And nobody has everything all together and doesn't have weaknesses. Every person has weaknesses. Every person, from young to old, from the biggest tzaddik to your regular average guy, everybody has something that they have to work on. You know, one of the things I say a lot with shidduchim is it's not if the girl, how many problems the girl has. It's not how many problems the boy has, whether it's a good shidduch or not. It's what do you do with your problems? Is this a girl who works on herself? Is this a guy who works on himself? Because I'd rather be in a relationship with someone with 1,000 problems, but they work on themselves, because eventually they'll get there, as opposed to with 3 problems or 5 problems, but they don't work on themselves. And I think that we forget within ourselves many times, especially the younger you are. The younger you are, it's even stronger, because it's like, of course I'm not totally b'shlemus. I'm not a shalem. I'm not a complete person, and I have so much to work on. I'm young. I'm just beginning my journey. As a person gets older, of course, it gets a little bit more depressing. It could get a little bit more. I'm speaking, you know, because I'm a little bit older probably than most of the people listening to this year. And the truth is, yeah, it could get a little bit, you know, difficult to say, wow, I still have this weakness. But you know what? The older I get, the more I realize that's okay also, because that's what life is about. Life is I think it's always about that. It's always going to be, what am I missing and how can I complete it? What am I missing and how can I complete it? And completing that which is missing and strengthening and working on something that you have, it could take years and years and years. It could take 10 years. It could take 20 years. Sometimes it could take less. But things take time. Things take time to build relationships. Things take time to build negative character traits. If Rabbi Yisrael Salanter could say it's harder to work on one midah than to learn all of Shas, so that means if you still have an anger problem, you still have a laziness problem, you still have taivas, strong desires for things, you still are, you know, learning how to be more, you know, to get up earlier or to daven better, whatever. Everybody knows what they have to work on. What's the big deal? What? That's why we're here on this planet. That's why we're here on this world. And when we look at other people, we say, oh, wow, that guy has a weakness in them. Okay, great. That's beautiful. It's beautiful. So that's why he's here. He's here because he's missing something. I'll read to you I don't know if we read it. I said it over, I think, Friday night in Yeshiva. So I don't think it's been recorded. But there's a beautiful, I heard this from my son, Nehemia, who heard this from Rabbi Radinsky, Shlita, and he brought a Tshuvas HaRajba. I'm going to read it. This is from a Rishon, from the Rajba. This is from Tosis, from like Rashi. This is what he says. He says, it's in the Rajba, Shailos and Tshuva Chelikav, if anybody wants it, or maybe we can post it. It says like this. He says, in Borei Nefashos, we say, right, we say, Borei Nefashos Rabos V'chesronon. We say that Hashem created a lot of souls, a lot of people, with their weaknesses. And he says like this. He says, it's not a Adarabu, whom Avarach HaShabaro Nefashos Rabos. He says, we bless Hashem for creating weakness. And chaser, lacking, a weakness. He says, bracha zuba lelamdenu. This bracha is teaching us. And I was just thinking, it could be brain of fashas we make a lot of times during the day. I know I do. Lefamim nidme shachsarn hu liko yu pagam. Sometimes we think that having a weakness is something that we're, it's blemished. We're blemished and damaged. He says, Eino kein, ach eino kein, it's not true. Ela adrav, it's the exact opposite. This is what Hashem wants from me. Vayismodidozu, he. And by you working through this is where you will be matzliach, your success, which is so ironic. You know, we speak about this a lot. You know, we have strengths and we have weaknesses. And it's important. Well, I guess this shir is not so much, you know, this discussion is not so much on our strengths. I'm going to leave that to the side, because that's very, very important strengths to focus on. But it's not for now. Now I wanted to say that and share the thought that, you know, especially when it's Bein Hazman and when it's vacation time, and we sometimes like we don't we. We feel maybe, you know, like, oh, we could see other people. We could see how we're doing Bein Hazmanim. And we could feel like, oh, I have so much to work on. I thought I was so far ahead. I thought I made it so far. I thought I did so much. But I have so much to work on. I have so much more to work on. And of course, the Yetzer Hara turns that into, ah, you're terrible. You see, you haven't made it far. And this, but it's the exact opposite. It's this Tshuvas HaRajba. This is why you're put on this world. This is. It's not a deficiency. It's a blessing, because now you know what you have to work on, and now you. And it could take time. What's frustrating is because what's frustrating is that we don't accept that within ourselves, and we don't say, you know what, I have a weakness. I have shortcomings, and so too when we see it in other people. When we see it in other people, It's the same thing as we see in ourselves. When we will accept ourselves with our shortcomings, then we will accept others with their shortcomings. And then we're not going to speak Lashon Hara. Why would I say anything? Why is it negative to say that this guy is a selfish guy? Okay, great. So he's selfish. So what? Why does that make me better than him? Why does that make him bad? Why does it make somebody who's does this wrong or does that? Why does it make anything bad about him? It's beautiful. That's why he's put on this world. Okay, amazing. Let's do a quick halacha. I'm reading from that email that I told you that I get from the Shmiras HaLashon, and it's Hilchas Lashon Hara, chapter 8, section 12, and it says like this. Lashon Hara applies if one talks badly to a Jew, and how much more so to a non-Jew, in which case his sin is far worse. And this is something to always remember when you're Bein Hazmanim, you're on vacation, especially if you're back in America and you're amongst Goyim in Israel. We're just more amongst Jews. But even amongst Goyim, we have to be careful because we have to be careful how we act with each other amongst Goyim, because a Goy could see if we're fighting with each other or we're negative to each other. And that's what he says over here. He says, he's talking about Lashon Hara. He says, besides that you're hurting the honor of the Jewish people and desecrating the name of heaven, because you're saying, oh, us Jewish people, this Jew is not such a good guy. If one tells a non-Jew that a Jew is a cheat, so unlike a Jewish listener, right? So a Jewish listener can don lekaf schus, doesn't have to believe it, but the non-Jew will believe the information and has no chiyuv. They don't have hilchos lashon hara, so they'll just take it. You know, you tell a Jew lashon hara chas v'shalom, so at least there's a big chance that the Jew's not going to believe you. He's not going to spread it. It's lashon hara, but a guy, a non-Jew, has no chiyuv to judge favorably and has no hilchos lashon hara. So it's much more dangerous. That's what he says. He says, also, it causes the Jew damage. How much more so if he informs on a Jew to the authorities? Okay, that is terrible. He says, that is terrible beyond. For us, I think it's being careful, of course, not to talk to a Jew about another Jew, but for sure, not to tell a guy. Hashem will help each and every one of us to, when we say the Berei Nefashos Rabos V'Chesronon, and I know it's hard to say this, but thank you, Hashem. You know, we know that after 120, meaning a person's going to die when he has nothing more to fix, so we want more, right? Give me as many things that I have to work on, because the more I have to work on, so the longer I'm going to live, because that means I have so much more to do. We have so much more to do. It's a inspiration to have weaknesses. How interesting is that? It's inspiring to have to work on ourselves. It's inspiring and it's exciting, because that's really what we're here to do. And always to remember, I think that's the key, to remember, all of us, just to remember that we've really come so far. We've really worked on ourselves. And just because I have more to go doesn't mean I haven't come so far. Many times also when we come far and we delve deep, this I see a lot of times with guys, when they start healing and they start hitting, places that are deeper, it gets more painful. And sometimes we don't want to go there. But the truth is that pain that we're feeling is really part of the healing process. And it shows how far, how much we're going to go and where we're going to go and how far we're going to get. You know, like, it's discouraging sometimes because we don't want to be in pain and we just want to get it over with. But in a certain way, it means you're on the path. It means you're on the right path. You're going to get there. You're going to get there. We're all going to get there. Hashem should help us all. Thank you all for listening. It's humbling to have such an amazing community of people listening to this shiurim. I get such great feedback and I love the feedback. So please feel free. Never hesitate to send me a question through WhatsApp or comments or anything. It's all it does is inspire me and helps me better myself, and helps me get more insight into myself and to all of us together. So thank you again for listening. Have a wonderful first moment of the rest of your life.